Don't stress. We've got the great and wonderful Jennifer Sandler joining us from Historic Rock Hill. And good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning. I have big shoes to fill this morning.
Oh, you're going to fit right in. This is an old hat for you.
Thank you.
Well, what's going on with you and Historic Rock Hill? What's the latest?
Well, we have our annual member meeting this evening from 5:30 to 7:30, so I'm excited to see most of our members there. We're going to have it at The Thread, which is a new space for us to host, and we're excited to show that space off, and we're going to award our preservation awards this evening, so stay tuned. Maybe next time I see you, we can announce those.
How many awards do you give out?
So tonight, we're actually giving out 3.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
So 3 individual awards, and these are individuals that continue to what? Help preserve the history of Rock Hill again while we look forward to the future?
So these are actually for 3 buildings Rock Hill.
Okay.
So we've got one kind of individual, like one kind of private citizen, and then 2 businesses. Mm. So I'll tell you more.
Okay.
I can't reveal the secret.
I'm being a good journalist, Jennifer, and trying to pull as much out as I can, but you gave
me
enough.
My lips are sealed.
Okay. So that's happening this Tuesday night. So if you're a member of Historic Rock Hill, this is an opportunity for you to see some of your other member friends.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And if you're not a member, what's the cost to become a member?
So the cost to become a member varies from $20 for a student all the way up to $60 to a family. And then obviously if you have greater means than that and you would like to be come in at a higher level, we obviously welcome that. But it is very, very affordable. But we are considering, just to kind of throw this out here, we are considering changing our membership model starting next year. So stay tuned for more information on that.
Another tease.
I know.
Gosh, Jen, I like it all. Oh my goodness. Well, what does the summer hold for Historic Rock Hill? What does that look like?
So I'm excited about the summer, actually. So next Friday, we have a fiddle concert with Zach Lemhouse and Nash Lyle. So I know you're familiar with mm-hmm. Zach and Nash, mm-hmm. perhaps, too.
Yeah.
And so if you know anything about them, they are a wealth of knowledge about all things history. So we are going to have this concert at the White Home. And tickets are available on Eventbrite, and it's just going to be a really fun evening of music and history. It's music of the American Revolution. So
That's going to be Friday, May the 30th.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm excited about that. So that's next Friday, and then we have finalized our summer speaker series. So that starts at the end of June, and it really runs the gamut. We've got kind of geological history of the area to a more meta approach to history. So who are the historians and who tells what stories and what gaps are there in the archives?
Hmm.
So again, that'll be at the Pettus Archives. And there's more information about this that'll be on our website soon. And then we have Mac Bailey, who is going to talk about the history and his experiences at the Celanese Cell River plant. So I'm excited about that, learning more. We've talked a lot about the bleachery, but we haven't really done a program on the Cell River plant. Mm. So that'll be really good.
Mac is a wealth of knowledge there.
He really is.
If you go to the Riverwalk YMCA,
yes.
They've got like the silhouette of people that were part of the bleachery.
Yeah.
And he came here on the show years ago when they were trying to bring that to light.
Right.
And now when I go to the Riverwalk YMCA, I always remember his interview, and he worked so hard to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And the bleachery, one of my granddads worked at the Celanese plant.
Cool.
There. So I kept saying the bleachery. I'm sorry, I'm at the Celanese plant, but
all
of that there, because that obviously the Riverwalk YMCA is located there where the Celanese plant once stood. But that's pretty cool. That's going to be a good history lesson.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not so familiar with the history of the Celanese plant, so I'll be interested mm-hmm. to learn more about it myself. And then in September, we'll have the history of Rock Hill's Black churches.
Hmm.
So that'll be a new one for us as well. So we're finalizing who's going to participate, but it'll be at one of the local churches. So we are just really excited to bring that history to light as well. But overall, it's just a very diverse offering for our summer speaker series. So I'm really excited about that.
And then you officially cut the ribbon and open your addition there at the White Home.
Yes.
Because of all the weddings and receptions you have there. And remind
Correct.
Us again of that space and why you needed that and what that will allow guests to be able to do there at the White Home.
Yeah. So we have our semi-permanent tent. It's 40 by 80 foot, so it's very large. But that just gives our guests and our, you know, so our wedding and private event clients and also us as an organization a really nice space to gather. So we have this, you know, beautiful space. We, you know, also it just opens up the 3 acres that we have on site at the White Home. So we have our patio space, we have indoor space, we have the green space still, and then we have our tent. So you know, we have a neighborhood services picnic on Tuesday evening that will be out there, and it just allows us to be a community hub and offer a tent instead of having the guests have to rent it themselves and set it up and take it down and set it up and take it down. And now we just have it and it's there and available for use. So we're really excited about it and it's working out great.
I was going to say it's already being put to use because when I drive by the White Home daily, there's somebody doing something there, prepping for yes. an event or cleaning up following an event.
Yes.
So money well spent there.
Absolutely.
That's a good return on your investment.
Absolutely.
And do you all still, can folks still get their hands on Pat Grant's book about Rock Hill?
Yep.
Let's hit that again because I promise you, every time we talk about it, days later, people ask me about it. So let's just maybe explain that one more time.
So if you go to historicrockhill.com, there is a tab for bookstore, and that will send you directly to all of the books that Historic Rock Hill has helped publish. And three of those are Pat's books, and one of them is her latest book, Yesteryears, and that's available on the website. So we've had such amazing feedback about that book. It is, I mean, it really is like having a like a local encyclopedia. And, you know, just if you're curious about anything about the Rock Hill area, people, places, geological events, meteorological event.
It sounds good to me, Jennifer, but if anyone's ever listened to this
like
show,
snowstorms.
We butcher words up one side and down the other.
All right, I'm going to work on that at home.
It's okay. It's fine. It's hard when it's live.
Yes.
When you can practice it, it makes it easy, but don't worry. I said a word wrong today. I am 100% sure I said it wrong, but no one called me on it, so it's okay.
Do you lay in bed at night and go, oh my gosh?
I really do. I walk through our conversations.
Right.
What could I have said differently?
Yes.
How could I have introduced the guest better? I butchered that word. I'm so embarrassed. And, you know, in all fairness, people are going to people, and people do let us know. They'll say, like, you need to grasp the English language as I butcher the word English. And I always say, thank you so much for
brutal.
The feedback.
Yeah.
It's always easy when you're sitting at home.
Absolutely.
When you have to do it in the moment
and
you're processing a lot of stuff, certain words sound right in your head. By the time they get through the system and out your mouth, it does come out differently. But, you know, I always give folks the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
I hope people do some time to us. But
well, and I just know from being in my position that you're never going to make everybody happy. And you just have to do your best and
grin and bear it, right?
Grin and bear it, exactly. And so, you know, just do what you think is best in the moment. It's all for a good cause.
Well, boy, this interview turned into a therapy session. Thanks, Jennifer.
Just a normal morning with me.
Yeah. Our monthly therapy session with Jennifer Sandler. She is the executive director of Historic Rock Hill. If you want to learn more about Historic Rock Hill, of course, the White Home is more of the, you know, visual component of what the organization is all about. It's kind of like a meeting place, but they've got so many buildings and efforts that they do around town. So check them out. Swing by the White Home at first. Learn what it takes to become a member and support not only Rock Hill's history, but as we look forward to the future. Jennifer, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lucas.